Do you feel like you keep living the same year over and over again? Do you often enter a new year thinking, this will be the year that I fill in the blank. This will be the year that things change. Only to get to the end of the year and nothing has changed? And then wondering where the year went? That used to be me. Until I created a process that got me out of that loop. That helped me create and live the life and experiences that my soul was craving. I invite you to join me on January 25th in a virtual ceremony where I'll guide you through the exact process I used for 10 years and that I am returning to this year after doing the deepest healing work of my life after my son Greg went to spirit in 2019. I've expanded and enhanced the process, and I'll share it all with you in the 2024 Illumination Circle. This is something you can do at any point in the year. So join me live and you'll receive the recording and the journal so that you can go back through this process again anytime you need to. But I ask you now, what is your soul craving? Go to www.lorilatimer.com/2024-circle. Those are the numerals 2024-circle to sign up today. It is my deepest honor to share this with you, and I look forward to seeing you there. We don't do resolutions here. We do creation. Hello, and welcome back to another Cosmic Connections episode of Grief with Grace. I am recording this episode just a couple of days before the first eclipse of 2024, 3 days before. And I really want to bust a big myth around eclipses and give you some actual facts about them, particularly the upcoming full moon lunar eclipse, which happens at 3 a.m. this coming Monday, March 25th of 2024. That's 3 a.m. East Coast time, midnight West Coast time. That'd be about, I don't know if Europe's changed time yet or not, but it's going to be either around 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning in Europe. And you can do the calculations from there, wherever you're located on this crazy planet we live on. So let's get to it. Welcome to Grief with Grace, the podcast for women healing from loss, trauma, and grief, or who know there's more to life but aren't sure what it is or where to find it. Whatever brought you here, you are not alone. I'm your hostess, Lori Latimer, soul navigator, mystic, intuitive, bereaved mom, and grief and trauma guide. Recreating my own life after a divorce in 2008, and going on to create and live a life I'd only dreamed of after that, I found myself on a new healing journey after my 29-year-old son unexpectedly left this life in January of 2019. So I invite you to grab a journal, a cup of tea, light a candle and get cozy, and allow yourself to be seen, held, soothed, and inspired on your journey to wholeness. Blending the practical with the spiritual, each week, my guests and I will inspire you to connect with who you are at soul level so you can find moments of joy in the everyday. Because even on the darkest days, there is joy if you know how and where to look for it. So first, the myth I want to bust right now as we begin this episode is that eclipses are not something to fear. I am so tired of the fear porn that is so prevalent in pop astrology and on social media around things like Mercury retrograde, which I'll talk about next episode, I think, and the eclipses. You know, can life-changing things happen during eclipses? Absolutely. Of course they can, and they do, but they can also happen on any other random day of the year. So let's not feed the fear porn, and let's learn a little bit more about what these things, what these events actually are, and of course, more importantly, how we can work with them on our healing journeys, and this full moon lunar eclipse in Libra in particular. So I like to think of eclipses as this big cosmic wake-up call. They invite us to look at where we are out of alignment in our lives, in the area of life, and the energies of the sign that the eclipse is happening in for all of us. And then on an individual basis, we can look at the specific house or area of life that it's happening in for us as an individual. So, you know, in doing some research for this episode, because I wanted to really look back at dates and that's kind of how I have learned so much about my life path through karmic astrology, is by looking back at significant dates in my life and looking at where planets were placed and what was going on in the cosmos. And so in doing this research for this episode, I learned something that I found really fascinating. So often we have 4 eclipses a year, and they always come in pairs because you have the full moon lunar eclipse, and then around 2 weeks later, you have the new moon solar eclipse. But there have been years where we have had 5, 6, even 7 eclipses in a year. So for example, in 2020, and we all remember the year that was 2020, right? We had 6 eclipses. That kind of seems fitting for that year, doesn't it? That year, we also, instead of having 2 close together, we had 3 close together. But back in the year 2000, there were 6. And way back in, I think it was 73, and also I know 82, there were 7 eclipses in a year. That's a whole lot of energy that we were dealing with. I also looked at some significant dates in my life, and it was fascinating to see that things like the day my son went to spirit, there was a full moon, a new moon solar eclipse, and I call that his rebirth day. So that was a new beginning for his soul. When I got married the last time in 2003, there was an eclipse. I think it was a lunar eclipse. I can't remember off the top of my head. But then the day my divorce was final from that marriage, there was another eclipse. So like I say, this is how I learned so much about myself and my soul path, the things my soul wanted to experience and evolve through and grow through in this life. So that's why I share so much of this with you, so that you can take what I talk about and look back at points in your life and how things may have evolved. So let's talk about this full moon lunar eclipse that is coming up on Monday. Lunar eclipses always happen on the full moon, and solar eclipses always happen on the new moon. We have a lunar eclipse happens when the Earth moves directly between the sun and the moon. So a full moon, you've got the sun in one sign, you have the moon directly opposite. And so it's a full moon because the full strength of the sun is shining on the moon. But during an eclipse, the Earth moves in between the two, casting a shadow on the moon. And so the full moon is fully illuminating that bright big moon in the sky. But on the lunar eclipse, when the Earth moves directly between the sun and the moon, it casts that shadow on the moon for a period of time. And lunar eclipses create shadows so that things can be illuminated. The shadow is what's hidden from the world and from us as individuals. It's what we have hidden from ourselves. And so you may have heard of shadow work. Well, it's the part of ourselves that we've like hidden away in a dark closet. We've hidden it from ourselves and from the world because we don't want to admit that thing exists within us, that we are that thing. We don't want to look closely at it. It's usually about past wounding that we're ashamed of, something we feel guilty about, things like that. Now, we don't do this consciously. And usually we cannot access these things consciously. But eclipses come along and say, okay, it's time to reveal some of what's hiding in your shadows so that you can heal them, so that you can shine a light on them, you can acknowledge them, you can work with them, and you can heal them. It's really a time to peer into the shadows and see what's there to be revealed and released so that we can heal that part of ourselves. And eclipses can do this in ways that really shake us up. Yes, the energy can be very, very intense. Again, though, not from a place of fear, but like, oh, it's like, it's like when someone isn't getting something that you're trying to explain to them and you just want to take them by the shoulders and shake them to get their attention. Well, that's what eclipses can do for us. They take us by the shoulders and they say, look, you are not seeing this. This is standing in the way of your growth and evolution as a soul. Look at this thing so that you can acknowledge it. It just wants to be seen and acknowledged. It's past karmic wounding of some kind, whether from this life, your past lives, or generational wounding. But here's the secret. Eclipses only shake up what our soul knows we are ready to see, to become aware of,
to have illuminated, to work with, and to heal. It's like the next puzzle piece in the mosaic of our life, of this incarnation. Now, this full moon in particular, this full moon lunar eclipse happens in the sign of Libra at 5 degrees. So if you have any placements around 5 degrees of Libra, Aries, Cancer, or Capricorn, you will likely feel this intense energy more than someone who doesn't have any placements or planets in those signs. And the reason I say those signs is because if you have something around 5 degrees of Aries, this is going to be opposite. That'll be opposite of this full moon. If you have something in around 5 degrees of Capricorn or Cancer, it's going to be forming a square, which I've explained before is where the two energies are butting heads. So that's why you'll feel it more intensely. And if you have something at around 5 degrees of Libra, you're definitely going to feel it more than if somebody, say that somebody has most of their planets in Virgo and Aquarius and Taurus and Scorpio. They're not going to feel this as much. Since this is happening in the sign of Libra and Since this is happening in the sign of Libra, the illumination we're going to see is going to be around relationships because Libra is the house or the sign that rules relationships. And with the South Node, which remember is karma from the past, the South Node is in Libra. This is more about karmic relationships. Now, karmic relationships can be relationships in this lifetime, but it's about karmic relationships and relationship patterns. And so what's fascinating to me is that when I left my last marriage, and as I say, my divorce was final on the day of an eclipse. When I left that marriage, that was when I started going on this journey of self-discovery, spiritual, the spiritual path, all of that. And the reason I did that is because I realized that I was the common denominator in all of my relationships. I had to look at those patterns that I had created. Nobody else had created them. I had created them, but why had I continued to repeat cycles and repeat these patterns, these relationship patterns? So that's what this Libra full moon in alignment with the South Node is asking us to look at. So what might be revealed to you is where you hold back your true thoughts in relationships, your true feelings, your desires in relationships. And this is in all relationships, not just romantic relationships. With Aries opposite Libra, this is also going to illuminate where you hold back with being honest with yourself, because you have to have a relationship with yourself first. You know, it's going to illuminate what you truly want and desire in a relationship with yourself. Where are you holding back as a way of keeping the peace in your outer relationships? Because what that does is it compromises your relationship with yourself. What parts of that people-pleasing can you release so that you can move toward your soul's true desires? Now, because the South Node is in Libra, that means the North Node is in Aries, which is about the self. So what do you need to release? Where do you hold back? Where are you people-pleasing in an effort to, again, keep the peace in your outer relationships that's holding you back from following your soul's desires? You know, you might also need to look at what might be illuminated is what relationships need to be released or reevaluated or restructured. Aries is about independence. And so where do you require to be more independent in life and less codependent? Because just as Aries is about being independent, Libra can be very codependent. That might be illuminated on this eclipse. So a question you might ask yourself is, you know, where do I require to be more independent in life and consider myself and my desires versus where do I tend to put others first ahead of my own desires? Where can I find balance and harmony between the two? Because Libra wants balance and harmony. So while that question is true for all eclipses because of the oppositional pole, looking for balance and harmony like a teeter-totter, this moon in particular being in Libra is asking us that question. Where can you find balance and harmony between your desires and the desires of other people in your life? Or what you perceive they need from you. Because often what we perceive they need is our own projection onto them. It isn't what they truly need and desire, because most of the planet has difficulty in expressing their true needs and desires. So lunar eclipses always shine a light on the relationships and again, the polarities between the energies of the two opposing signs. The sun is in one sign, the moon is in the opposite sign. Again, with this eclipse, the sun is in Aries, the moon is in Libra. And so with the polarity between Aries and Libra, the questions are around, again, our individual needs versus the needs of others. Where are you out of alignment there? Where can you bring more balance and harmony between those two points? The Libra moon craves harmony, balance, equality, and fairness in partnership. You know, it's represented by the scales, like the scales of justice, but the scales, you know, are they out of balance or are they more in balance? And what can you do if they're out of balance to bring them more into balance? The Aries sun wants independence, leadership. It wants to exert its will. And so I feel that during this eclipse, this Aries sun is going to pull out of the shadows the places that we are too much in people-pleasing, where our boundaries are compromised. It's going to highlight and illuminate relationships that aren't working, that need adjusting, that we've shoved all that into the shadow. And now that Aries sun is going to say, let's look at that. Let's look at that. You know, it's going to shine a light on places in our lives where we need better boundaries. It's going to maybe show some places where we need to come to completion. Maybe what will be revealed is where you need to let go of worrying about what anyone else thinks about you or says about you, and following your own soul's path and your own desires. That can be challenging when you have this people-pleasing tendency. And I'll say for myself, this is something I was not aware of most of my life. And so I was challenged by it most of my life because my moon is in Libra. Now my moon is at 29 degrees of Libra, which is the very last degree. So it was just about to move out of Libra and into Scorpio, but it was still in Libra. And so I have all of these tendencies. You know, I've learned to set better boundaries. It was very uncomfortable when I first started doing it. And yet it's brought me to a place of peace within myself that I was craving. So the reason that I say that, this eclipse is going to shine a light on things that need to either be released or renegotiated or reevaluated is because lunar eclipses are about portals or doorways that are closing. Something needs to end in order for you to move forward in your life. Lunar eclipses are about, they're about things that are ready to be completed and finished. And the full moon helps reveal those, what those things are. Then 2 weeks later on the new moon solar eclipse, new portals, new doorways open. Will you be ready for the opening, or will you still be staring at the portal that closed, at the door that closed, trying to hold on so tightly to what ended or what is ready to end that you miss the opportunities that are being presented with the new portal opening on the new moon solar eclipse? Also, something that just came to me that I wanted to mention, Chiron, the North Node, and the South Node are still doing their little cosmic dance, which is going to make this eclipse even more intense and powerful and potent. I don't want to go down that rabbit hole again in this episode. I talked about that exclusively in episode 166. So go back and listen to that episode if you haven't yet, or if you want to have a deeper understanding and more context now that we are in this lunar eclipse energy. But eclipses can really bring radical changes due to the intense energies that they stir up. They amplify and magnify the energies of the full moon or the new moon. Again, they're not to be feared, but they're to be respected. Get curious about them. Be open to what's being revealed. They're like an energetic wake-up call. I think I mentioned that earlier, but that's coming through again. They're like an energetic wake-up call from the universe, from God, the divine, your higher self, whatever you choose to call it. But they're like this energetic wake-up call that we often need because we humans love to get set in our ways and stuck in our comfort zones. And when your soul is ready for you to eclipse whatever it is that is standing in your way of moving forward, taking your next step, moving into your new area of growth and evolution on your life path and your healing path, well, here comes the eclipse to show you. So I hope all of this is helpful in navigating the energies over the next few days. I'm not saying that anything dramatic is going to happen. I'm inviting you to just notice even subtle things about relationships, about where you're putting your needs and desires to the side, about where you are withholding your true thoughts and feelings about things in an effort to keep the peace. Just see what's being highlighted for you to work with. Eclipses can really, they can really catapult us toward our destiny at an accelerated rate, especially with, again, the South Node and the North Node being in play with Chiron right now during this eclipse season. It's like timeline jumping or quantum leaps, if you've heard those terms. And what all that means is that time is irrelevant in terms of how we think of time as being linear. Things can happen almost like, it's almost like you can go from point A to point G without having to go through B, C, D, E, and F. So you know, if you have this timeline, you jump from A to G. That's quantum leaping. That's timeline jumping. And eclipses can have the same effect on our healing, especially this, again, this eclipse with Chiron, the wounded healer, dancing with the nodes, kind of helping us timeline jump or bypass some of the steps that we humans think we have to take. Well, I can't do that until I've done this, this, and this. Well, what if you went from where you are to that without this, this, and this? And as always, you can sign up for a karmic soul astrology reading with me where we look at things like the eclipses to see which specific area of life will be for, affected for you personally, which other planets are going to be affected based on your unique birth chart, all the yummy things like that. Because not every eclipse will affect you as much as other people, because as I mentioned earlier, it truly depends on where the eclipse is happening in your chart, whether any other planets or aspects, or I mean planets or placements, asteroids, things like that, will be affected and shaken up. So if you want to do that, go to it's tinyurl.com/karmic-soul-reading. I'll leave a link in the show notes. Schedule that reading. And something else that I need to mention, because this is something I need to be better at. I always forget to ask if you will please, if you enjoy the podcast, please, I would appreciate it if you would leave a rating and review on Apple. Or I think you can only leave a rating on Spotify. I don't think you can do reviews on Spotify, but leaving ratings and reviews really does help other people find the podcast. And that's why I do this. I want to help as many women heal as I can. And this is one of the ways that I do that. And so podcasts are free. I don't get compensated for this. The only thing I ask in return, the energy exchange I ask, is that you leave a rating and review. So yeah, that is all I have for you this week, this episode. I am working on the next episode, which is going to be the episode about the upcoming second quarter cosmic energies that are going to be affecting us. And I will say April is jam-packed cosmically, but then after that, we're going to be able to take a little bit of a cosmic pause and a deeper breath, because I think things are going to even out a bit. But yeah, buckle up. April's got a lot going on. Again, it doesn't mean it's bad. It just means there's a lot going on. So I share this with you so that you can be aware, because again, going back to my journey, I've put these puzzle pieces in place by looking back over my life and what was going on in the cosmos at the time to understand how certain things in the universe were affecting me personally. And it has helped me understand my path in the past. And it helps me right now, because I'm going through some stuff right now. I am going through some stuff, but it helps me look at it and say, okay, I understand. I see what this is doing. And I also understand that it's not forever. So All right. Until next time, as always, I am sending you all so much love, light, beauty, and grace.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of Grief with Grace. Please be sure to like our Grief with Grace podcast Facebook page and find me on Instagram at @Lori_Latimer. Don't forget to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you listen to podcasts so that you receive a reminder when new episodes are uploaded. And please leave a rating and review so I can continue to bring you new content and new interviews each week. If you find this podcast valuable, and I really hope you do, please be sure to share it with a woman who could use some inspiration in her life and on her journey. Until next time, I invite you to find a moment of joy today and every day.